This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
Coach, 20 points on Saturday, 32 points today. It's all in all pretty good weekend.
I thought the kids came out. They're really playing like they want something. They're focused, and I've been challenging them to stay focused, remain focused. You know, sometimes you look at tape and you look at teams that are not doing well. That's a dangerous team. You know, that's a team that you better come and put them away, because if you let them play with you, anything can happen because they got some talent.
Yeah. And Fred, from watching your teams over the years, I'm really impressed. I talked about it earlier, way back when we talked about it, that your guard play in the MEAC, the guard play is extremely, extremely important. And your guard play has been outstanding, and you're deep at the guard.
You know, I thought that, you know, with these three seniors I have, with Regine, right, and Kiki and CeCe, you know, this is what we've expected, you know, since we got them. You know, sophomore year we had a hiccup with CeCe, but I really believe we have the best three guards in the league. I really do. I've said that. I thought that was last year the case, but we had to get over, you know, injuries and things like that. But I think right now, you know, they're proving that to everyone else. So I'm happy to see it, because they work hard. They work hard. They're determined, and I'm fortunate and blessed to have them.
Yeah. A well-balanced score sheet today. Everybody pretty much got into the action. And, you know, Savannah, Stan, I know the respect that you have for Cedric Baker and sort of best frenemies in this league. And shame that the final game was like this, but I'm sure that, you know, performance not indicative of what Savannah State is at their height. It's just a financial thing, really.
Yeah. And I tell him they're going to be really tough wherever they end up, whatever league they end up with those kids. He's got 10 freshmen.
Yeah.
And he's got some talent, but he's got, like, he knows he's been doing this long enough. And we were talking, you know, building that program all over again with the transition of going from Division I to Division II, not knowing what you're going to have as far as scholarship dollars. So you're rebuilding and at the same time competing, and it makes it really hard. But if anybody can do it, he can. And I think, you know, I look at them, and it's a team we can see in a tournament. You know, maybe it's the last regular season game, but you never know what could happen in a tournament. And we want to make sure we're on top of our game, because, you know, he's going to get the most out of those kids.
Yeah, he's the type of coach that you would not want to see in the tournament. You want him on the other side of the bracket.
No matter who he's coaching. I mean, last year I think they won two games in the league, and they knocked off the number three seed in the tournament. So, you know, this guy, he knows what he's doing, and his kids, if they respond to him, you know, if they buy in, and that's the thing that I think he's dealing with the most, they can be a very tough team. We took advantage of that tonight, because I don't think they were completely bought into what he wanted from them, but I think they're a dangerous team in the future.
We're heading to North Carolina next weekend. All eyes on Monday against A&T, which means Saturday against Central would probably qualify as a trap game. So how do you avoid falling into the trap?
The fact that we know it. You know, we talk about that. We've been in situations where we've been down to Carolina and beat A&T and lost to Central. You know, so we want to make sure that we're playing against ourselves right now. And we can't focus on A&T. We can't focus on Central. We have to make sure that we go out and we're prepared and focused to do what we need to do and move on to the next one. The one thing I'm trying to get these kids to do is we have very little time left together. You know, we're in February, and I've spent three plus years with those three kids, and I want to enjoy every experience. We want to enjoy the journey of this and enjoy it. And I thought we did that tonight with our focus, and we have to come and do out the same thing on Saturday against North Carolina Central, who's a very dangerous team at home.